are listening to BensTorah.com.
Tanet vil yalzuter. Says like this: Reb Elezer Oimer, bizman shacham aloika siman ra leakum. When there is a solar eclipse, is bad to the goyim. Bizman shalevon aloika, when you have a lunar eclipse, who siman ra lesoinim shelisoel, it's a bad omen for the enemies of the Jews, meaning against Hashem Klal Yisrael. Because the Jews count for we have a lunar calendar and the Goyim have a solar calendar. And then he continues to say, if it's on the east, it's bad for the people in the east. If it's for the west, it's bad for the people in the west. And when Klal Yisrael does what he's supposed to do, you don't have to worry about it. אל דרך הגויים אל תלמדו, ומיוסס השמיים אל תחוסו, כי חסו הגויים מהמה, גויים יחוסו בל ישראל לחוסו. You don't have to be afraid. If you do what's right, you don't have to be afraid. And this is the beginning. אומרו חכמים, שבוע שבן דוד בא. The Shemitah cycle, when Mashiach comes, this is going to happen, this and this and this, ובמויצוי שביס, בן דוד בא. And Moitzoy Shemitah is the time when Mashiach comes. Omar Rav Yosef, Kama Shviyo is have ken de lo yosa, meaning we have so many Shviyo that didn't come, that the word Moitzoy Shviyo is the Mashiach didn't come. Omar Le'abai, Bishishish Koilu, Bishviyo is Milchom is Mihave, meaning you're right. These things, war happened, the war of famine, and there were different things that happened in different Shemitahs, but this exact order didn't happen. Ve'oi, Kisir Mihave, the exact order didn't happen. And also that the Shviyo should be Milchomis and the Shishi should be Koilos, they didn't happen. So therefore, there is Mashiach, this is the Seder, and what's the Seder? The Motzoi Shviyo is Ben David Ba. And the two questions that we have here, first of all, why is the Tanda Ben Yozuta putting the two together? The juxtaposition between the kinds of eclipses, and this is a simon to this, a simon to that, and right afterwards comes when Mashiach will come, and Mashiach will come Motzoi Shviyis, and why specifically Motzoi Shviyis is the time for Bias HaMashiach. Now we know that not only that Mashiach is supposed to come Motzoi Shviyis, but the Churban has happened Motzoi Shviyis, right? The Gemara in Tainis. Ubishniya minalon, the Tanya megalgin zchus leyom zakai vechoiva leyom chayev. The days, good things happen in the right days, meaning the zoicha to have the right things to happen, and bad things happen on the bad days. Omru, keshechora beis hamikdash barishoina, when beis hamikdash was destroyed in the first one, oiso hayom erev tisha be'av haya, it was the evening of tisha be'av, umotzoi shviyis oisa, and it was motzoi shabbos, like the seer thought was motzoi shabbos, umotzoi shviyis oisa, and it was always motzoi shviyis, umishmere shelu yorev oisa, and it was the mishmor of yoyariv. Okay. So this we know in the first Beis HaMikdash. In the second Beis HaMikdash, Gemara Nerach debates if this happened also in the second Beis HaMikdash. So you see that not only the Binyan Habayis, meaning Bias HaMashiach is supposed to be in the Shemitah, it's supposed to be also the Churban Habayis, meaning that's what happened also in the first and the second Beis HaMikdash. And the question is, what's the kesher to Motzoi Shemitah? Yalkut Shimoini Namos. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, b'motzoi shviyis molach Yerovam al Yisrael. Yerovam, the split of the Malchus Yisrael, when the kingdom was split between Israel and between Yehuda, it also happened motzoi shviyis. Sheneamar miketz sheva shonim bevokol Yisrael nirois. So this happened also motzoi shviyis. So motzoi shviyis is an interesting date, right? This is the date that we believe the Mashiach will come. And this is exactly the same date that the Churban Habayis happened, that the split of Klal Yisrael happened in Motzoi Shviyis also. What is the significance of Motzoi Shviyis? Even more, look at what the Tanda, the same Tanda B'Eliyahu Zuta, the reason I brought it to you, is because it's the same as the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The other reason I brought it, because here the Tanda B'Eliyahu puts together the eclipses together with Motzoi Shviyis. But what is the Loshen? The Loshen, if you see, that ubeshavua sheben David bo, meaning the Shemitah that Mashiach will come, Motzoi Shviyis, Mashiach comes. Asks the Marsho, one second, that's not Motzoi Shviyis anymore, meaning this is the beginning of the next Shemitah cycle. So this is not the Shemitah when Mashiach comes, he's coming the next one. And why is this called Motsoi Shvi'is? It should be called the first year of Shemitah. So the questions are very much, what's the significance of Motsoi Shvi'is? Why Motsoi Shvi'is is called Motsoi Shvi'is? Why is the time of Mashiach? And why is the time that so many tragedies befell upon the Jewish people? As you'll see that in our own times is a very interesting time in life that we have. If you go back, and I just went back a few years that since I'm involved in this stuff, you could see that Motsoi Shvi'is is a very, very unique time. And the question, what's the uniqueness and what's our avoidance? We're not trying to predict anything, who cares? The idea is, what does it mean to us as Jews? What we have to do and what's our avoidance? What befalls upon us? Okay, so those are the questions. To address all of this, I'd like to go with you a famous Zohar, and I'll show you how Reb Tzodek explains the Zohar. On the pasuk v'chitoymru b'shon hashishi v'chitoymru manoichal b'shon hashishi hashviis hen manoichal lo nizra etvoseinu. So Reb Yehuda says like this: Reb Yehuda pasuk betach b'shem v'asetoyv. It's a pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Zayin. Betach b'shem v'asetoyv. Trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do what's good, what's right. Shchon eretz ureemuna, and you should be able to dwell in the land and to shepherd faith. So the Zohar goes to explain, what does it mean, betach b'shem v'aseh toiv? You trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not enough. You've got to do what's right and what's good. Toch hozi, says the Zohar, betach b'shem v'aseh toiv. You should trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do what's right. My v'aseh toiv. What does it mean you should do what's good? You should go ahead and trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do what's good. What does it mean doing what's good? El Achi Tanina, says the Zohar, this is what we have a tradition we learned. Bilvada deletate it or vada deleila. Whatever we do here in this world, it creates the same thing in heaven. We know that whatever you do, and this is the famous Zohar who says that the Ma'aseh Ha'adam, our actions in this world, have an effect and an impact in Shamayim. V'hau kumua, v'asisem oisam. It says in the pasuk, the mitzvahs, you should make them. Not you should perform them. It says you should make them. Kebiyochol atum tardun lahoim. You are the ones who build it. You are the ones who make it. Begin the v'hau isarusa de lechoim datun avdin etata. Because you should know that what you do here, down here, isar leila. You're making it happen there. So says the Zohar, whatever we do here, it says vasisem oisam. We're just not performing mitzvahs. We are making things happen. Actions in the world of physical here create realities there in the spiritual world. V'alda vaaseh toiv. So the Zohar said the same lotion vasisem, it should make God. Doesn't say you should do God. Doesn't say you should perform God. You should make God. V'ein Toiv el tzaddik. Toiv, we know that is something that remains forever, is the Loshon Tzaddik. Dichsiv imru tzaddik itoiv. Kevan de atun avdun hai. If you do this here, vadai hai toiv itar. You're causing the toiv that you do here, you're causing a toiv in Shomayim to happen also. Kedein, and if this happens, shkon eretz ureyemuna v'choyel chad. So then you could really dwell in the land and everything will be good. If you do what's good here, you make good happen there. And then you'll be able to stay in the land. The Zohar continues a little more. But if you don't do the good here, and you do not create a reality of the good in heaven, be careful to get away from it. And don't get close to her. We have to see what the her is. Lotigra legoi atu nura yakirita. Don't get into the fire. Vitikra badoi. If you do get close to the fire, bidchilu kemande dochel memoisa. You should be scared and afraid like you're afraid of the death. Doho kedei nura dole, because the flight is lit. Doi kid al mevishavoi. It burns the world with its fire. Okay? So I'll explain to you what the Mosek Midvash, what the Frisch explains, and Reb Tzodek. This is a thought that is mentioned by everyone. Reb Tzodek mentions, explains the Zohar in his forum. The Gro mentions the same idea in his spiritual Safra Ditznusa, and the same idea Reb Itzhok Hatzichover in the Afik Yam says the same idea. And I think it's extremely important. It says, if you want to know what is happening in the year of Shemitah, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that He relates to us and we relate to Him. The way how He relates to us is in the world, which are called the six Midas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates with us with Chesed, with Midas Adin. He is the male that relates to us. Always the number six relates to us, to that kind of idea of relation to us, because even the world of physical is made out of six. We have three dimensions, right? The width, the height, the depth, with two sides in each. We have three dimensions of time, past, present, and future. And there's always beginning and end at the 6 days of the week. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. And then there is a midah, us as the female, of how we relate to Him. And Chazal called this Malchus. This is how we relate to Him. We in this world live in the world of physical. We live in a world of distance that we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't appreciate. But we are His subjects. And we are of own willingness and acceptance. We take HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon us. So there is the acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is us towards Him and Him towards us. It's the concept of Chosen and Kala, the male and the female. The whole idea of Shemitah is the idea of bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the trust that, like Shabbos, that what we do here in this world, it appears to be that we are independent, that we have our own power, that we have our own system, but we are completely connected and dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the ultimate marriage between the Mekablim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the giver. The Vaseh Toiv is something called Midas HaTzadik. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who comes to us and we recognize Him. But this is the idea, the Vaseh Toiv is the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia to this world. Shemitah is the recognition that we in this world cannot do without Him. We actually have Boiteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do 1 year, we don't plant, we don't do anything. We don't create anything new. And in the time of the Mystic, for sure, in Bais Rishon, many Shitas held that we did actually nothing. And we completely were dependent upon Him. It's a complete trust that there is a kesher, there's a relationship between us and Him. This relationship is the relationship between male and female, between humans and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to create that Hashgocha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our daily lives. That recognition is the recognition of Shemitah. The mitzvah of Shemitah, if you, in our sense, we always assume is the idea of rest in the land, but it's much more than that. The mitzvah of Shemitah, according to Chazal, and that's how the Zohar understands, is the idea of connecting the male of the world and the female of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the giver and us as the receiver. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is represented by the male and who is the female. It's a connection between givers and receivers in a way that creates a complete union between us. Motzoi Shemitah is the exact marriage moment of the ultimate union between receivers and givers. The Gro mentions this. By the way, I told you, Reb Itzhok Hatzichover mentions in the Afik Yam, in the Gro Safra Ditznusa. We have in the story, Ve'ele hamlochim asher molchu be'eretz Edom lifnei melech melech b'Yisrael. There were seven kings. They were called the Malchei Torah. There were seven kings before having a Jewish king, which represent to the seven powers of the world. I won't go into it. But there is an eighth king. What's the eighth king? The pasuk says his name was Hodah, v'shem Ishtoi Meitavel Bas Matred Bas Meizov. is a king that the Pasuk says not only the name of the king, his name is Hadar, which is coming back, but he was married to a lady called Meitavel, which was the daughter of Matred and the daughter of Ezor. Who is this eighth king? This eighth king represents the eighth year, which is the year right after Shemitah, the year called the Motsoi Shemitah, and is a king married to a lady. Because that is what Shemitah is all about, is the marriage between the males and the females, is the connection between humans as the receivers and God as the givers. But it's not only that, as I'll show you in Halacha, is the marriage between givers and takers in this world. Is the world that the givers and takers, the mitzvahs of Shemitah, is to connect the two together. That is Melech Hadar, and Melech Hadar is the one that has a wife called Meheitavel. The Groh quotes Dari. Dari says the following. Meheitavel is the following. Meheitavel, you divide the word in my, mem, and hey, which is mo, which is what? And Eitavel, which is the Gematria 52. Mo and ben, in the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the name of the male, which is mo, and the male, name of the female, which is ben. That is the Chibur, Zohar, and the Keva. What Shemitah is all about is the Chibur, Zohar, and the Keva. And this is the Mitzvah HaShemitah. Mitzvah HaShemitah is not what we think anything else, but that connection between males and females in its esoteric sense, but as you see in Halacha also. Now you could understand why Shemitah is that esoteric marriage. It's very simple to understand, because us as humans acknowledge that we are receivers and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the giver. We rely on Hashgacha. We rely on the Tzivisis Birchosi. Iski Beyochol, the Shabbos of the world, is Shemitah. But this Halacha also applies Lemaise. What applies Lemaise is the following. The year of Shemitah, for sure by Shemitah Derabonon. Shemitah Derabonon, which is the Shemitah that we have, at least according to most of the Poskim at this time, the Shemitah Derabonon, many kinds of work with the land can be done. It's not true that nothing can be done with the land. Many things can be done with the land. Many other things cannot be done. But what is the defining moment of Shemitah? The defining idea of Shemitah is that there is no giving, there is no taking, but on Shemitah there is such a thing called sharing. They both are givers and takers. The halacha is very simple. And this, if you see, I think the model of the Chazon Ish, of the Oitzer Beis Din, that is a model that was implemented in Eretz Yisrael this year, defines this idea. There's no givers. The halacha is that you have your field, and the field on Shemitah is hefker. You could do some work with the field, but the field doesn't belong, the fruits don't belong to you. The fruits belong to the community. It's, the fruits are shared by the community. The halacha is you're not allowed to give the fruits away. You cannot go ahead and set the fruits and give them away, because you're not allowed to give on Shemitah. Shemitah, you're allowed to do this on behalf of everybody else. Shemitah is the destruction of the I and the replacement of the we. People share Shemitah. Shemitah is the feeling of sharing, that all of us give and take from the same thing. I give some and I take some. The Baal HaBos eats like everybody else. There's no distinction between a wealthy man and a poor man. There's not the one who gives and the one who takes. All of us share, each one gives and each one takes. It's the concept of the we versus the concept of the I. The Shem Shmuel says that this whole idea of private property creates distance between people. There are givers, there are takers, there's distance between people. The idea of Shemitah idea belongs to everybody. It's a we. It's the union between givers and takers. So it's not only a union between givers and takers, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, him as the giver and us as the taker, between us as a community. Taking the people who, in our community, people do chesed, but there's always this idea that people, some people are the rich people, the gvirim, they are the givers, and a lot of other people are the takers. So there's a lot of giving and taking, but the givers are the givers and the takers are the takers. The year of Shemitah tells you that sometimes the greatest chesed of giving is actually taking. Because then you break the distance. You create union. You create a community. You create a chibur between the givers and the takers. This is the Ichud HaMoshiach. As Usun Sir, Rabbi Yeshua Hartman Ben Rodla is here, such a pleasure to see him. He is the one, we'll see how the Maral explains, maybe he'll correct me, but how the Maral explains on the chibur of the Shana Shmini, the number 8 is always the Ichud. And the Ichud is because after Shemitah, the males and the females need to be connected. And if there is a connection between male and females in this world, it creates in the Olam HaSelyon, in that chibur of male and females, which the ultimate of that is Bias HaMashiach. Bias HaMashiach, Shteit in Groin, Safed Itzniusa, is when the male and female in Shomayim, the givers and takers, are totally connected. Are connected to a point that they become one. Let me explain to you a little bit on this. This idea, there is always, in the physical world, it's 6 in the lower sense, and it's 9 in the higher sense. We know that the number 9, the Ibn Ezra already in his introduction to Chumash already says, is the ultimate source of all numbers. You could create all numbers from the number 9. The number 9, the rule of 9 tells you that all the numerals can be coming out from the number 9. The number 10 is the one that connects all of them. It's not the specific number the Maral says, it's the number that puts it all together, that creates a new concept of unit. The number 9 and the number 10. There is one Kriya Satoyer only that we read 9 psukim. Always you have to have at least 10 psukim. There's only one Kriya Satoyer that happens to be that you read only 9. It's the war against Amalek. The war against Amalek has only 9 psukim. And the answer is because the 9 and the 10, the 9 is the physical world, the 10th is the spiritual world, which is the male and the female. The 9 is the female and the 10th is the male. Amalek is the one who tried to separate the two. That the world of physical is completely separate from the world of spiritual. The world of the female is completely independent and separate from the world of the male. The chidush against Amalek is not that the male and the female connect, which is the ultimate marriage in the spiritual sense, is that the male and the female fuse to become one. So there's no 10 anymore, then 10th is part of the 9. That's why Melchem and Samolek, we read only 9 psukim. You read 9 psukim because the 10th become part of the 9. And that is Bias HaMashiach. And this is the lesson of Shemitah. The lesson of Shemitah in its ultimate sense is that union, that there is no I and him, there's no I and thou, there is a we. There is no givers and takers. We don't give, we don't take, we share. We become a we. Interestingly enough, if you follow the two Bati Mikdash in Shemitah, how it was in the first Beis Hamikdash, which is Shemitah Deraisa, and Shemitah Derabbanon, which is the second Bais, follows very much what the Maral explains, the difference between the first Beis Hamikdash and the second Beis Hamikdash. The first Beis Hamikdash was Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the connection of us to Hashem. That is the connection between us and Him. The second Beis Hamikdash is the connection between Klal Yisrael, that we became one through the Beis HaMikdash, is the connection between us. Shemitah is that way also. Shemitah Deraisa is a Shemitah that we relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we saw Ashgocha, v'tzivisis b'rchosi. That is a connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the male and the female. In Shemitah Derabbanan, the halacha is that many melochas we are allowed to do. Anybody who follows the halacha knows that much work can be done in the fields. It's not true that we cannot work the fields. But one thing which is the message of Shemitah is that you cannot have private property. We are capitalists 6 years, and 1 year we are communists. The year of Shemitah is sharing. It's the union between givers and takers, because that is the message of Shemitah. And that state the Zohar. To chozi bnei emnusa madbe lehai ruusam b'chol yoyimas. You should know that you could drive HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. Man inum bnei emnusa. Who are the people of the faith who can change spiritual reality? Inum de misore hai toiv lekivle. Are the ones who bring about the good through their actions. V'loi chos al delay. That you don't carry your own private things. And therefore you are not afraid to give because you trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. The trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you as a taker, turns you into a giver. This idea of givers and takers, which is not a Shemitah, says the Zohar, is that the fact that you're boiteach in Hashem, that you realize that's not yours, that belongs to Him, turns it into a giver. Therefore you're not afraid to give. My kam behai iso birchon lekivli. Because if you do good, if you do toif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does toif. If we are mechaber, the Zohar and the Keva in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shamayim will do good. And the toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mashpia will be given. Velo yema yitin hashta ma'avid lemochari. You should never say, if I give now, what I will have tomorrow. Ela, kutshabrichu yoiv leibircha nablidai. If you are a giver in this year of Shemitah, and you connect to the taker as a way of sharing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us and connects to us and shares with us. Ad blidai k'mo deukmua. And therefore, you should not be afraid of what you're going to eat in Shana Shviis. Shemitah is the idea that whatever we do here happens there. What we do here is that we connect the givers and takers. We turn into a we. If in the physical sense we turn into a we create the ultimate unit, which is between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we and Him become a we. And that's the idea of Shemitah. And that's why Melech Hodor is called in Chazal that union. That's why the Pasuk mentions his wife. Because what Melech Hodor is special versus the other Melochim before is that he was connected to his wife. Bas Matred, and her etzem, her name, Mehita Vel, is divided between Mei and between Mem Hei and Yutet Beis Aleph Lamed, which is the male and the female, is the ultimate union of that. This is what the Maharal explains on the number 8. Why is Mashiach coming on the number 8? Always the number 8, which is Lemala Min HaTeva, is the one that unifies everything below. We do that by the Hazoes, Sheva Lemata, the Achas Lemala. The Sheva Lemata, the 7 that we do, in the number 8, which is the source of everything, is the ultimate ichud and the ultimate connection. Mashiach comes in the 8th year for one simple reason. Because the Mashiach represents the ichud, Vayaba Yomu Yashem Echod Shmo Echod. That's the year, that's the phase and the era that we in HaKadosh Baruch Hu be related, be connected. That connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of our lives, in the number 8 is the ultimate connection. The number 8 is always Bina, which always connects everything which is underneath it. This idea of connection, which the number 8 represents, the ultimate chibur and connection, is the natural result of Shemitah. And you know what's the culmination of Shemitah? What is the culmination of Shemitah that achieves that unity between givers and takers, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, between the community from an I to an we? What is the moment, the defining moment of that union? It's called Shemitah's Ksofim. Shemitah's Ksofim is that we know that in Chutz Laretz, we don't experience Shemitah. We are going to experience Shemitah this year, at the end of the year. The end of the year is the idea that after you could have such a concept of debt as collection, at the end of the year, all the debt gets canceled, and you cannot collect debt from anybody else. Hillel was misaking something. Hillel saw that people were stopping from borrowing and lending, and Hillel instituted something called the Prusbul. So Erev Rosh Hashanah, we sign a Prusbul, and a Prusbul allows us to continue collecting our debts after Shemitah. Okay, this is the idea of Prusbul. And the question of Prusbul are manifold. First of all, what does he have the idea that the debts get canceled? What does he have to do with Shemitah, with this idea we just spoke about? The idea of union, the female and the male, the communism, what does it have to do with the idea of debt? Number 2, what's the Prusbul? We sign a piece of paper, in Yiddishkeit, it appears to me many times that you sign a piece of paper and that resolves everything. What does that mean, the Prusbul? How does the Prusbul achieve the idea of Shemitah? And the number 3, which is extremely important, According to Rabbi Notam, Spruzbul did not apply in Hillel's life. Spruzbul applied only many years later after the Churban. Hillel lived 100 years before the Churban, and the Spruzbul only applied after the Churban. So what Hillel did was, he instituted Churban for the future. The Spruzbul for the future. And the question is, what does the Spruzbul to the future? This is what he has to think about, instituting Spruzbul now for after the Churban. What's the significance of it? So the Shemi Shmuel writes in the name of the Sokhar Shrub, the Nezer, he says, I was bekabel from my father, that you know why you can't collect debts of the Shemitah? Because what is Shemitah? I just told you, is the connection of the we. Is the breaking of the I and the creation of the we, where receivers and givers connect, both in the spiritual sense between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimelo, we become one, and between us. You could own property in common. You cannot owe to yourself money. The reason why debt doesn't apply is because you cannot owe yourself. So once you achieve the unity between givers and takers, between the male and the female, between the we replacing the I, there is no debt. And that's why the culmination of Shemitah is the forgiveness of debt. If you look at what the Spruzbul is, if you read the Nusach of the Spruzbul, is that we continue collecting debt, but we continue collecting debt as an emissary of the Beis Din. We collect debt not as a private manner, we collect debt as a public service. We collect on behalf of the Beis Din. Why? Because Hillel says, what does the word Spruzbul mean? Spruzbul means it's a takona for poor people and rich people. It's a takona of the society. We are collecting debt not for our own benefit, to make society run better. The reason why we collect our debt is to allow people to borrow and to allow people to get their money back. So we are collecting the debt. Once you sign the Spruzbul, you're not collecting as a private manner, you're collecting it as a representative of the Tzibur. So even when you collect debt, we collect it as a community, not as an individual. That is the culmination of Shemitah. That there's no I and thou. There's no I and somebody else. It's only a we. Even when I collect debt, I collect as a representative of the we. And you know who had the moral authority to do that? It's only Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken is the one who didn't have his own I. When the Gemara in Sukkah said that Hillel said, "Imani kana kol kan," if I am here, everyone is here, Rashi says that the Ani represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hillel is Begimatria Samechei, 65, which is the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hillel is the ultimate honor. If you look at the Gemara in Shabbos, he's the one who didn't hold of himself at all. Somebody who doesn't hold of himself at all can say that when you collect that, you're not collecting for yourself, you're collecting on behalf of the community. If you can't collect money on behalf of the community, there is no I and thou, there is only we. There's no givers and takers. And that is what Mashiach is all about. Shmitas Ksofim is the entrance to Mashiach. That's why Shmitas Ksofim is the last minute of Shemitah. And the message has to be given that there is no I and thou. There is the unity where Hashgocha becomes part of it. Says the Zohar, if we do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpo exists. Because we are evoking Hashpo. Because we are giving and taking, we are creating a we become a we with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives and takes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, and that's the Hashpo of Toiv, and that's the ultimate Mashiach. So Mashiach, which is Bayoim Ha'u Yi Hashem Echad Ushmo Yechad, has to be on day tier, which represents the ultimate Yichud, which is only given by our actions of Shemitah. So Shemitah leads to Motzei Shemitah. But you know when the Churban becomes a Churban? And that's what the Baal explains, that Yeshua explains in his Agoh, because if Motzei Shemitah is starting a new cycle and giving away from Shemitah, it's not the eighth year, it's the first year of the next year. So again, you didn't get the message of Shemitah. If we don't get the message and we become people who are here to get and to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are empty and we are vulnerable because we are missing the ultimate Shleimus. If we have a chance to have Shleimus and we don't achieve Shleimus, we are the most empty possible. So Motzei Shemitah becomes this pivotal moment. It could be the culmination of Shemitah, that we are connected, we take the message forward. Or it could be at the beginning of a new cycle. Okay, Shemitah stops, let's start something else. And if you start something else, it's like the 127 countries. You know, the Megillah says that Ahasuerus was a king of over 127 countries. Machloik is Rav Shmuel. Hoidu and Kush are two examples of the 127. Machloikis is if they were next to each other or they were furthest apart from each other. Now, in a circular world, you realize that that's all the same, right? If you have two things next to each other, they are next to each other, and then they're furthest apart. The question is how you look at it. Motsoi Shemitah is exactly this. You could look this as the end of Shemitah, as the culmination of Shemitah, because the ultimate chibur, you know what it is? Connecting Shemitah to after Shemitah. If we connect Shemitah to after Shemitah, that's the ultimate connection of your spirituality to your physical. It's like a Motsoi Shabbos. It's the connection of the physical, which is the female, to the spiritual, which is the male. If you connect it, it's the closest, that's Bias HaMashiach. If you disconnect it, it's the furthest apart. The first moment after Rosh Hashanah this year is the furthest away from Shemitah next year, next time. So either is it the closest or the furthest? Says the Maharal, if it's the closest, is the moment Mashiach comes. If it's the furthest, is when the Churban takes place. It depends on us. It depends on how we frame Motzoi Shemitah. That answers the Marshal. The Marshal asks, what does that mean? It says, in the Shemitah the Mashiach comes, it will be Motzoi Shemitah. Motzoi Shemitah is already the next Shemitah. That's exactly it. If you make the Motzoi Shemitah connected to the existing Shemitah, you take the messages that there's no I and thou. There's no us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are all connected. If you bring a life of connection, this is connecting Shemitah to Motzoi Shemitah is Bias HaMashiach. If we separate, is the furthest away apart. And that's why all the Churban always comes in the first year of Shemitah. In the first year of Shemitah, if it's framed wrong, it is the year of Churban throughout. I told you to Bati Mikdash, and as you've seen on the Watcher Cult by Yerovam. I think that this is, first of all, for us, anybody who looks back, and I'm going to tell you just, there is a famous book that became, probably if you go on Amazon, it is the greatest bestseller of the year, okay, in Christian theology. It's called The Secret of Shemitah. And what this guy makes a cheshbon, he says, listen, let's go look at Motzoi Shemitah the past couple of years. Let's Motzoi Shemitah is 2008, that's Lehman Brothers. What Shemitah before is 2001, right, everybody knows, is September 11th.
It's right before.
No, it's not right before. Interestingly enough, and this is a very good horror, I can tell you only from being in the markets, right? When did the markets open? You know, September 11th, the first day Slichas, it was Slichas that what happened. The market reopened. When did the market reopen? Erev Rosh Hashanah, Shemitah's Kesafim. That's when the market dropped. That was September 29th, anybody who knows. The year before, what was the year before? 1994 was the crash of interest rates. This country, interest rates went crazy, anybody who knows. Orange County went bankrupt because of this. This was the year, 1994, the crash of interest rates. What's the year before? 1987. What happened to 1987? Anybody knows the crash of 1987? October 1987. What's the year before 1987? It's 1980. 1980, anybody who follows Volcker, go to the web and realize that Volcker had raised the interest rates and he brought down. And in September, he realized he made a mistake and he brought the first, everybody talks about the second dip of recession. Is Paul Volcker starting on September of 2000. He took rates from 9% to 22%, and he brought the country to 11%, unemployment. That was the crash. It's known this was the second dip. Everybody who's afraid of a second dip recession is Motzoi Shemitah. What's the Shemitah before? 1973, the Milchemet Yom Kippur. It's not hard for anybody to understand. Motzoi Shemitah is an unbelievable time. If we take Motzoi Shemitah as a continuation, bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, the chef of HaKadosh Baruch Hu happens in the Shamayim. If you take Motzoi Shemitah as Motzoi Shemitah, this is Bias HaMashiach, in the large scale, on the small scale. If we create distance, if Motzoi Shemitah becomes the first year of the next cycle, which is the furthest away, which is the violation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us that us alone, how inadequate and how vulnerable we are. And this is something that has repeated every time. We are in 2015, Avoy Sai. So Lemaise, okay. Who am I to say? I think Lemaise, what am I doing? I'll tell you, because this thing, now on a very, let me show, thank you very much, on a very practical term, I'll tell you how I have done. By the way, anybody who knows the project of Shemitah that was in Israel is all based on this Zohar. All based, anybody who knows the idea of sharing. I think that in this life is important to share. We live in a world that it's the I and the thou, we are givers, it's important to share. Everybody knows what to share means. The I and the we is the time that we have to take the I. Enough when we give tzedakah, it's I do, it's... We live in a president called Obama that I think the word that he uses most in his lexicon is the word I. We have to realize that there is no I, it's only a we. I think a we is a way how we think, is a way how we act, and is a way how we talk. A we talks differently. I think the Shemitah is that. That idea of giving tzedakah, giving I decide and I do, and people who have money think that they can control the world. They have the money, so they are by nature very smarter than anybody else, and they are God's gift to the world. Rabbi said, we are not God's gift to anybody. I think the we is not what we do, it's how we think, is how we speak and how we act. And I think that that's the message of Shemitah. The message of Shemitah is something called Ateres HaYisoid. And Rabbi said, if we think that there is an I and a Kudosh Baruch is there, we are going to see that life is very, very vulnerable. And I think that that means also not the I and the thou between us and a Kudosh Baruch. I think that important to know the Bitochen is to realize and to accept that everything we do, we depend on Him. And I think the Hasidim have the best idea. I think in America, when you have a meeting, they always give you a glass of water. I'll tell you the truth, I always take a glass of water. You know why? Because it gives you the opportunity to see the Baruch Sha'koil Niyobit Voro, the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. That as much as you're trying, as much as you're doing, He's the one doing it. Everything is done by Him. If you acknowledge it, and you live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in our lives, and that's Vaseh Toiv. That's the ultimate chibur between Zohar and the Keva. And Rabbi Isai, I think history has taught us. If we think that can we do it alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us. If you want to be in the first moment of the year, as farther away from Shemitah as possible, life has proven itself that it doesn't work. The idea is to turn Shemitah as an extension and a continuation of Shemitah. That the Shemitah, the moment after Shemitah, is not the furthest away from the next one, it's the closest to the existing one. If we do that, we break males and females, the separation between the groups. All of Tisha B'Av is we have my group and your group. Kamtzem bar kamtzem de maral, we have this. I am the Chassid, it's my way. In Frumkeit, it's not like this. It's always my way or the highway. Either I'm telling you, I'm a very good guy, but you have to be like me. Because it's I and you, and I am right and you are wrong. So you have to be like me. There's no such a thing. There's only a we. If we break those barriers, if we break the barriers, we will break the barrier between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we'll be able to survive. Otherwise, Chas Shalom not. That the HaKadosh Baruch Hu did help us to achieve what we call the ultimate union between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The eclipses. The Tana de Be'el Yozuda talked about the eclipses. If anybody knows what's going on, we are living in something called the tetrad. The tetrad are the four major lunar eclipses that cover most of the Earth. And I'll tell you what area it is. It's in Asia. And there were four lunar eclipses. First day of Pesach, first day of Sukkot, first day of Pesach, and first day of Sukkot. They were evenly spaced. And there were total lunar eclipses in the first day of the Yom Tov. You know what's unique about the Pesach, and Sukkot? Is the Pesach right before Shemitah, which is the beginning of Shemitah according to the Mishnah, B'Sdei Halavan. And the last one is this Sukkot, the first day, which is Shnas Hakel, which is the end of Shemitah. Tana de Be'il Yoh tells you that Shemitah and the, what you call it, it's unbelievable, that Moitzoi Shemitah and the lunar eclipses are all connected. And you know what the lunar eclipse? What's the lunar eclipse? That the sun shines into the moon and the moon reflects the sun. You know what eclipse is? When the earth blocks it. The eye, we are reflections of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there is a blockage, which is us, as humans, who create that blockage. The reason why there are eclipses in Shemitah, because our avoid of Shemitah is to remove that blockage. To remove that. And that's why Tante Belial says, the lunar eclipses and Bias HaMashiach are connected. What Bias HaMashiach is coming to rectify the eclipses. The eclipse is when there is a blockage between the sun and the moon, and the moon doesn't reflect the sun, and that's our avoid. Our avoid is to remain and to take away the blockages to prevent the eclipses.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.